When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia elves, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am going to be leading you through two rounds of some of the funnest Christmas trivia ever, Elf Christmas movie trivia. I love the movie Elf. I hope you guys like it too. I know Meredith cannot wait to come back. She's out of town this week, but she will be back next week to play some Christmas music trivia. If you guys have listened in the past, she's pretty amazing at Christmas music trivia. I can't wait to have her back. I know that she certainly misses you and can't wait to come back with a mighty, hey, kids in the car. But until then, we're going to get through two rounds of Elf trivia. First, I have some shout outs to DJ James, Clara, and Addison, as well as some birthday shout outs to Marco, Olivia, and Elliot. I hope you guys have an amazing birthday. All right, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Elf themed trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. You're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct one. At the end, tally up your score and see how well you do. All right, here we go. Round one, question one. How does Buddy the Elf, a human, originally get to the North Pole? He gets there by crawling into Santa's toy sack as a baby. Question two, what type of pasta does Buddy like with his maple syrup? Super weird, but it's spaghetti. He likes spaghetti with maple syrup. Question three, according to Buddy, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to do what? The answer is singing loud for all to hear. All right, question number four. Who is Buddy the Elf raised by? Well, that would be Papa Elf, of course. All right, question five. According to Santa's elves, what is the first rule of the Code of Elves? That rule is to treat every day like Christmas. Question six. What Christmas song does Buddy sing with Jovi in the shower? They're singing Baby It's Cold Outside. Question seven. How does Buddy the Elf answer the phone? The same way I do. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? All right, question eight. While working in the workshop, what toy does Buddy decide he does not like? That would be a jack-in-the-box. Same. Those things startle me so bad. Question nine. What was the name of Buddy's half-brother? His name is Michael. All right, final question of this round. What was the name of the department store Buddy the Elf worked? Buddy worked at Gimbel's department store. How'd you guys do the first round? I kept it kind of easy. I feel like you guys probably got through it okay. We're going to get a little bit harder for round two. Let's see how you do.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Question one, where did Buddy's biological dad work? Well, that was Walter Hobbs, and he works at a book publishing company inside the Empire State Building. Question two, what are Buddy the Elf's 4 food groups? Well, this is easy because I feel like I have the same 4 food groups, and that would be candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup. Question three, to get to New York, Buddy had to travel through which forest? Ooh, the candy cane forest. All right, question four, what medical item does Buddy eat at the doctor's office? He eats cotton balls, apparently. I mean, who doesn't? Ugh. Question five. When Buddy runs away from Walter's house, what does he apologize for in the note that he leaves behind? He apologizes for ruining their lives and cramming 11 cookies in the VCR. Kids, do you even know what a VCR is these days? Oh, I feel so old. Question six. Where does Walter Hobbs send Buddy the Elf in his office building to work for the day? He sends him to the mailroom. He's working in the mailroom, which sounds actually super fun. Question seven, what feisty animal does Buddy try to hug? Kids, do not do this. The answer is a raccoon. Do not, I repeat, try to hug a raccoon. I tried to hug a possum once, a baby one that I found in my yard. It did not go as magically as I assumed it would based on every Disney movie I've ever watched. They don't like hugs. Okay, question eight. Where did Santa's sleigh break down? That would be in Central Park. All right, question nine. What is the name of the man trying to give Walter Hobbs ideas for a new story? The infamous Miles Finch in his book of ideas. Final question. What shocking thing does Santa reveal to Buddy about his biological dad? Ah. Detrimental news, guys. It's that he's on the naughty list. Yes, Walter Hobbs was on the naughty list. All right. I want to hear how you did at Elf Movie Trivia. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let me know. Also, give a shout out to Meredith, who cannot wait to be back with us next week for Christmas Movie Trivia. I can't wait till she's here singing to all of us. It's going to be so much fun. If you want a shout out or to hear your name or birthday on our podcast, we love it. Head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, send us a Facebook message or an Instagram message. Make sure that you give us your name, because that's how we know who to give the shout out to. All right. Have a magical, magical day, my fellow trivia elves.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.